All right, guys. 1, 2, 3. Here we go. Can I get a little motivation, a little energy? I want you to be excited with me. This is Juan Santos over at Counselor's Journey, and we are going to dive into another episode all about teaching you mental health professionals how to A, start, B, grow, C, scale a six-figure counseling private practice without feeling overwhelmed. Let's do it. Let's dive into the episode. All right, my friends. So for this episode of season three, we're just diving in. Sleeves are rolled up. We're gonna really be, you know, building this amazing website that's your business, your foundation that converts, that does something right other than look beautiful. Like, we want it to look great, but we want it to convert, right? You're investing in it, but we want it to convert. That is key. So we're going to focus today on your About Me page, which everyone out there, all of you, I encourage you to have an About Me page. And if you have a group practice listening to this, each of your clinicians, it's vital for them to have an About Me page. An About Me page, what is that? It's exactly what you're thinking. It's where someone lands on your website and they get to know you, your story, your identity. You know, tell me about you. Do you like cheese? I want to know you like cheese. Do you like to travel? I want to know you like to travel. What did you study? Why did you study there? Do you have kids? Do you have a family? What hardships have you been through? You know, it's about you, right? You're About You page, so that the person, your ideal client, that potential client, they're able to get to know you a little bit better. So we're going to go through this list of key items to keep in mind. And as you do it, remember, season three is education, but as always in a counselor's journey private practice, taking action. You can educate yourself all day long, but we need that element of action. We don't want to sit on the sideline. You know, put me in, coach. I'm ready to play. So let's do that here. First thing that I want you to do is I want you to have your About Me page pulled up, or at least at the forefront of your mind. And then I want you to do some research. Start Googling all these counselors in your area and look at their About Me page. Don't copy. I just want you to research and see what you see out there. And as you identify what you see. See things that you like and write down the things that you like. I'm going to leave that part up to you, right? That's an experience I want you to have. That's very similar to you back in grad school doing your internship practicum and sitting in some sessions. Maybe you went to some AA meetings and you sat in the back, right? You're there to observe, to learn, to see what's taking place, and then to pull away as needed. You know, pull away key items as you grow in life. Second key item that I want you to include in your About Me page is professionalism. You know, from time to time, I'll see different About Me pages for a counselor, and it's this image where they're holding up their phone. They got the restroom situation going on. Come on, folks. You know, just think about this. What do you want people to think about when they see your image? You know, that's just what humans do. Humans think. The mind wanders. So invest a little bit of cash, or, you know, typically now these phones, I have an iPhone, you know, most of them have a pretty decent camera on there. Just take some time. You know, take some time, have an hour or two structured out so you can take as best as possible a professional photo. So that is essential, has to be on there. What's included in your professional photo? You may be thinking about that, which is a great question. Your environment around you, you know, a nature scene, a neutral scene in the back, you know, something that allows you to kind of pop out, something you're proud of, something you're able to say, you know, that speaks to me. I love being outside. So typically if I have any kind of picture out there, I try to ensure that it's outside because that relates to me. So that's something that I want you to think about for you, what relates to you. Is it a certain type of outfit, a certain hat, certain glasses? You know, keep it real, keep it genuine, keep it you. Overall though, the foundation of it, professional. Next item that I want you to keep in mind is, or think of when it comes to your About Me page, is where on your website is going to be your About Me page. So what you want to think about here is the website is this business foundation. Someone lands on it. Where is it going to be at? A couple of ideas that I think are essential to consider is having, say it's just your solo practice. It could be on your menu. And on the menu, maybe it says About Me or Get to Know Your Therapist. Right, something like that allows them to have an invitation, almost like an invitation to a party. right? They're invited, they're excited, they're curious. If you have a group practice, and you could even do this if you have solo, it could be where you list services. And then when you list a service, it drops down into a menu. And then on the menu, it has like anxiety, marriage counseling, right? So let's say you offer just those two services, anxiety and marriage counseling. When they hover over one of the services, like anxiety, it then has the counselor's name. It's got your name. They can click on it, and that right away takes them to that About Me page. So those are some crafty ways that you can do that, where it lets them kind of, you know, get to know you and know that you're connected to that service being provided. Next item that I want you to think about when it comes to your About Me page is consider what value you want to really just place in there in that About Me page. One of the, and I'll sit on this one for a moment just so we're on the same page. You know, your About Me page is your time to like sit with your client. And that's what I want you to think about. You're sitting down with this person and they are saying, well, tell me about you. Your mind may go to, maybe I should tell them about my credentials. And that's okay. But when you go a little bit deeper, because think about this, if you sit down with your patient and you said, tell me about me, you, would you want your patient, and I get that there's a difference, but I just want you to think about it for a moment. Would you sit down across from your patient and you ask the question, tell me about you? And they say, well, I studied here and I work here. Done. More than likely, you dig a little bit more. And that's what I want you to think about, because I know why you're digging. I know you're trying to get to know a little better to provide effective treatment. But from the patient end, it's around the same ballpark. They want to get to know you because they're going to share intimate space with you. They're going to tell you things that maybe they haven't told anybody else. And yes, credentials are great in supporting someone to get to know you. But would there be a difference? You know, what if your About Me page compared to somebody else's said that, I don't know, maybe it said that, you know, you're recently divorced, or, you know, you are an avid traveler. You've hiked the Appalachian Mountain, you know, just something like that. You know, really, really think through it. You know, what speaks to you? What impression do you want to give off? What connection do you want to make? And what takes place is that your ideal client, that person that's reading it, they're able to feel that they're sitting across from you. And they're able to hear those words. You know, they're reading it, of course, but they can hear it, they can feel it. And maybe that's the connection they're looking for. I know in my experience, whether it's the clients that I work with or the counselors I've supported in consulting, we work heavily on this About Me page. And what happens is they share with me that their clients then bring up their About Me page. You know, their client said, yeah, you know, I read that you did this, or I read that you did that, or you're from here, and that really spoke to me. You know, for me, I've had individuals that shared, you know, I read that you're in an interracial relationship. You know, you're Hispanic, your wife's Caucasian. You know, that really spoke to us because we are in that as well. But if someone, if they did not know that, then the only impression I can give them is my credentials or different certifications. And we know, right? We know as clinicians that what happens in that room, what happens in that space that you're creating with your clients, it extends far beyond the letters of a credential. So I do want you to think about that. And as you dive into that, that's going to really open up that door and that space for developing an effective About Me page. Next item that I want you to think about when it comes to your About Me page is including in there why someone should work with you. Maybe even looking at that as a question that you ask. So an example of that could be, you know, are you going through this? You know, we are a good fit if blah, blah, blah. Sharing with them what they'll be able to receive from working with you. And that does connect to the About Me, because here's what happens. Let's say that you have your About You section and you share that you're an avid hiker and you love the outdoors. And then from there you go to, you know, working with me can be a space within our office, within the closed doors, or if you're open to it, we can go outside. People that reach out to me are those that want to connect with nature while healing their trauma, right? So right there, there's a little gold nugget you put. You know, people that reach out to me, that work with me, are those that connect to those two areas, you know, nature and trauma. And that's your ideal client, but it's also about you. It shares that element of about you. So, you know, again, ponder through it. Next item that I want you to think about when it's your About Me page is the call to action. How do they contact you? Is it by phone? Is it by email? You know, is it a secure messaging portal? But having something on there that speaks to that, that's really going to allow them to connect with you. Sometimes I'll see different About Me pages, and that's one key item that people will just, you know, skip right over. And they may do it for different reasons. Maybe, you know, you get caught up on, you know, writing the About Me page. Maybe you're a little bit stuck on, you know, even finishing it, that it's hard to get to that point. So with that being said, let's go into the next key item. And that's with your About Me page. Give it time. Give it time. You know, how long did it take you to write it? 5 minutes? 10? Certainly give it time. And then one item that I found really helpful, I had somebody share this with me. They said, you know, when you're writing About Me page, share it with people that know you. And I thought it was really interesting. So I did that. I remember I shared it with my brother, or my spouse. And they gave me really great feedback, but they also asked me a lot of questions. They're like, why didn't you mention this? Or I noticed you talked about that, which is great. But how about this? Like, I've always thought that about you. And you know, what's interesting about that is sometimes people may see things in you that you just may not see in yourself. And that's a very common thing, right? So think about that, you know, as an element to level up your About You page. So just kind of take a step way back from this episode. Remember, this is about action. Pull up your About Me page. Ensure that it's easy to find on your website. Ensure that it has an effective image on there. You know, something professional, something that speaks to you. Ensure that it's got a call to action, so you're supporting with conversion. Identify that you're making a strong impression on there. Make sure you check in all of these. Yes, I'm doing that. Yes, I'm doing that. Or if you're not doing it, you're going into it. Have you shared it with people around you in your circle, and get feedback from them? You know, so let them tell you in an honest way, yes, this looks great, or you know what, why not add blah, blah, blah? And then work from there. My friends, looking at your website, you know, with that lens of business, entrepreneurship, it'll really support with taking your practice to the next level. These little shifts, if you will, they're very minor, but they go such a long way. You know, they're really effective in creating that change that allows a business to go from 5 to 6 to 7 figures. 5 to 6 to 7 figures. There's no reason why you can't be at those numbers, none whatsoever. Regardless if you have a solo practice or a group practice. And if you're thinking, no, that's just baloney, my friends, regardless. You know, there are avenues. Right? I got a quick second, I got nowhere to go. Say so you have a solo practice and you're like, you know what? There's no way I can get to the high number. Well, why not? Right? Why not? Things can take place. You can add these elements to your website. You can look at, okay, what's the max I can make from just one-on-one work? Write that number down. And it's just you. So now go, what's the max that I can make from creating a product? And then another product. And then you keep adding more and more products. And it's just you. There's nobody else in there. And then you have them all housed, right, in this foundation of your website. It's almost like having all these products at Target. They're all in one place. Yes, of course, you can buy them online too. And then that's how you can get those numbers to go up higher. That's how you can have this large effect on a community, on a society, you know, on a larger scale. So it's possible. Right? It's possible. A, we believe. B, we educate ourselves. C, we take action. My friends, I appreciate the time that we share together. I hope that you're enjoying season 3. I am enjoying every second that I get to spend here with you. Before you head off, do me a kindness. Take a minute, 60 seconds. Leave me a review. It's how I can grow this practice of a counselor's journey to let other people know. You know, it's a free support. It's a free system of support to build a supportive counseling practice, mental health practice. Thank you for taking time to leave me a review, to share which episode you like, which one made you laugh, which one supported your growth. I hope that you are doing well. I hope that you are safe and your loved ones are with you and thriving and resting and growing and healing. Have an amazing day, my friends. As you head out today, guys, I want you to give yourself a big old hug, a big old high five, because listen, you're doing it. You're taking time out of your day to build your six-figure private practice. You are tapping into ambition. You're tapping into curiosity, and you're doing it here together. We're holding hands. We're walking on this journey, a private practice journey. Before you head off, do me a kindness. Leave me a review. Let me know what you think about this episode. Let me know which episode really stuck out to you. Which one made you go, yes, I need to start doing a little bit more of that. Or yes, I am doing that and I'm proud of myself for doing that. I am seeing amazing changes. Thanks again for listening, and I look forward to growing together on our journey.